Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Devotees, this evening we will enter the forest of Vrindavan and hear a little bit about what I personally consider the most important of Krishna's leelas during the 8 periods of the day. It is the time of Uttara Goshta, the time when Krishna returns back from the forests to the village of Braj, where his devotees have been waiting for him. In a way, what you will hear will also maybe describe your own eventual entry into Krishna's pastimes. At least in Sanatana Goswami's masterwork, Brihad Bhagavatamrita, he describes when Gop Kumar and later the Brahmana Jana Sharma return to the spiritual world, they come just at the time when Krishna returns from the meadows. That's at least when they see him. They may come a little bit earlier and arrive and wait, but their first introduction to Krishna, the first time they see him, the first time they have his breathtaking darshan and feel his soothing embrace, is when Krishna returns with the cows from the forests into the village. Each morning, Krishna leaves with his cowherd friends and an ocean of cows, the village of Vrindavan. And he stays out for 8 long hours. When Krishna is out in the forests of Vrindavan, the Brajavasis who stay back spend their time in what is called Krishna Samadhi. They associate with Krishna in their minds. They really are together with Krishna in their minds. You might, of course, now ask, well, then how are the household duties done if they are so much absorbed in Krishna, in samadhi? It would be wrong to expect from them that they can churn butter, clean the houses, take care of the babies. And the answer to this justified question is that Krishna, by his own energy, takes care of the affairs of his devotees who are absorbed in this Krishna samadhi. But as the sun begins to move into the western hemisphere, the deep absorption in the heart of the Brajavasi turns into the pangs of separation, of vipralamba. Maybe the best devotee of Krishna can best explain what is the nature of these feelings of separation. Let us hear what Srimati Radharani says when the sun comes to the west and Krishna is soon coming. She laments, "Oh, will this long day ever end? Will the evening ever arrive and bring the auspicious sight of Nanda Nandana Krishna? Will we see Krishna's curling locks of hair covered by the white dust upraised by the cow's hooves? Will we be so fortunate as to see his beautiful moon-like face and his wonderful handsome form, which will dispel the agonies which we feel when he is not present before our eyes? Oh, this afternoon stretches out for 1,000 millennia. The cruel Creator has made this afternoon like a grinding stone, heavy grinding stone. Our hearts are like soft grains which are slowly turned into a pulp, a painful, dysfunctional pulp by the grinding of time, which keeps us separate from Krishna. Oh, the time spent not seeing Krishna crushes our hearts. This is what all the Brijbasis feel to different degrees of intensity. They suffer from the feelings of Vipralamba. Now, in this situation, when a devotee suffers from the feeling, oh, I really would like to be with Krishna, I really would like to be more closer to him, there is one Amrita medicine which can cure a little bit of this pain. Do you know this medicine? Talks about Krishna, someone says. The gopis express it like this. They say, those are the greatest welfare workers who walk around society and distribute the nectar of hearing about Krishna. They sing this in a very famous verse, and those of you who know it, please join me.
Tavakatamritam tapta jivanam shravana iditam kalma shapaham avanag mangalam Shri Madhatatam Bhuvi Grinanti Je Bhuri Dajana Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Krishna Katha, or hearing about Krishna, can soothe the pangs of our separation. The way the gopis spend their time when Krishna is not present is they talk about him. Somehow they hear how their best friend, the wind, blows or carries the sound of Krishna's flute to their ears. Krishna's playing in the forest of Vrindavan, smiling and putting his flute to his pursed lips, and entertains his cowherd friends. Sometimes he looks like this to the side, to Sridham, indicating, "See how nice I played this tune." His fingers are a little, his body is very soft, as Burijan Prabhu has reminded us. And therefore, in all the fingertips, you will find the impressions of the holes from the flute. So, the different melodies which Krishna plays are brought by the wind to the gopis, and as they hear the sound from Krishna's flute, the particular pastimes which Krishna has done or does at the moment is in a way broadcasted in their hearts. It's almost like in this world you have these radio waves, huh? And then somehow they come, and then all of a sudden, when you receive them properly with your radio receiver, you can hear music or any type of broadcast. So in Vrindavan, it's Krishna's flute who carries the information about Krishna to the devotees. And then they talk about what Krishna does and how the residents in the Vrindavan forest react to it. That's the solace. So anyways, Krishna looks at the sky at one point, and he sees that the sun is now in the west and slowly comes down as if to touch the earth and pay obeisances to him. Krishna smiles and decides to go home. Loudly he calls out the names of his different cows. Hey Davali! Hey Hansi! Hey Mridanga Mukhi! Then in this way he raises the attention to the cows. And then in a certain cow language, it's sometimes hey hey, sometimes who, you know, Krishna knows all the languages, including Serbian and Russian, and also cow language. And then he alerts them, let's go home. Now they are very happy because they will soon go into the cow sheds and see their calves, and it's very nice to go home. But one person is not happy. That's the goddess of Vrindavan, the Vana Devi. It seemed that she lamented due to the impending separation from Krishna. The black bees who came to smell the fragrance from Krishna landed on Krishna's lotus feet, and it seemed that these bees were the teardrops of the Vana Lakshmi, the goddess of the forest, suffering from the impending separation. The peacocks, knowing that Krishna would now go back to the village of Vrindavan, were sad, and they dragged their peacock feathers, who were so beautiful, which they had displayed for the pleasure of Krishna in these chakras. They dragged the peacock's feathers behind, and in this way it looked as if the goddess Vrindavan was like a sad woman whose husband goes and who opens her hair and lets her hair fall the birds who saw that Krishna really turned around and is heading now to Vrindavan, they're so irritated that some of them began to beat their chests, almost like a relative who feels my friend is departing. You know, they were so dramatic. So this is the scene. One group of devotees in the forest of Vrindavan laments the separation from Krishna. There is another group of devotees, that is the residents of the village of Vrindavan, begin to rise. They begin to become more active because they have seen an indication that Krishna is coming. What they precisely see and what convinces them that Krishna comes, something very wonderful, which I cannot tell you just now, but I will tell you in 5 minutes or so. For now, let us concentrate on how it looks when Krishna walks with Balaram, with the cows of Vrindavan, through the forest. It's a very beautiful scene which devotees like to meditate about, because remember, this pastime is a very important pastime for those devotees who are yearning for Krishna to appear in their heart, and who are thus like the Brajavasis who are waiting for Krishna to soon come. I will read to you from Govinda Lilamrita how Krishna Balaram looks. Very poetic. The sight of Krishna and Balaram herding the Surabhi cows on the way back to Vrindavan defeated the sight of the splendor of two captains, one black and one silver, steering a gleaming white ship. So the gleaming white ship, the big ocean liner, so to say. That's the cow herd. No? We just were with Bhakti Charu Maharaj, His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj, on a cruise, and we were on a ship which had 17 stories. Ping, 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 ping. We started from the pier where the Titanic started 100 years ago and never returned. We returned. It was in Southampton. And it was a ship, my dear devotees. It was really a ship from here to Nandagram. It was so big, you know. So Krishna and Balaram look like two captains. One is black, that's Krishna, the other silver, and they steer the ship of the cowherd by giving directions, hey, hey, or sometimes they play on little leaf flutes. These leaf flutes, they're made from leaves, and they are long-range flutes. You hear them, like every cow can hear them. They go, they have a very piercing sound, a very long-range sound. And Mother Earth seemed to have entirely turned her entire body into dust of various colors in order to embrace the body of Krishna. So as the cows walk, they begin to bring the dust up. And the dust is sometimes red, white, brown. There's also yellow dust. And the dust comes up and then settles onto Krishna, who seems to change colors according to the artwork of Mother Earth. Mother Earth shouldn't be in a joyful mood, because there are millions of cows with their sharp hooves splitting her skin, cutting her skin. But still Mother Earth is joyful. Do you know why? because Krishna's soft lotus feet walk over the wounds created by the millions of cows and close the wounds. That is also the only remedy for us suffering in this material world. We are so often cut and disappointed in our relationships. Try this one relationship with Krishna, where the soft lotus feet walk into your wounded hearts to close all the damage from the material life. How did Krishna look? He had chosen for his cowherding pastime a white turban, which he tilted a little. So he looked a little bit. Maybe yesterday you saw Sri Nam Vanamali Krishna, that young devotee who was playing the Madanga for Indradumna Maharaj. He had a straight white turban. That's not so decorative. It's better when it's a little bit slinted. Then there is a golden chain here, and then the peacock feather. And then there are flowers all over Krishna, and he has taken some fresh leaves and also fresh branches, and his body is colored with different minerals and also the dust from the earth, and different ornamentations are on his cheek. But because Krishna sweats, it's after noon sun, still a little hot, and he walks fast to come home, this yellow decorations on his cheek have run out a little and look like spider's legs spreading, which looks even more beautiful. As he walks, his earrings swing back and forth and produce a particular, like moonlight, you know, a color playing on his cheeks. Krishna has a Kostuba jewel, and although that is covered with his uttariya, you know, his scarf, because Krishna feels so joyful, this jewel sparkled very brilliantly. The ornaments on Krishna's body are full of consciousness, and they notice, oh, Krishna's joyful, then they spread their brilliance. And Krishna plays his flute, and all of Braj takes notice. Cows are there, deers walk with him, and even the clouds rumble like drum solis to Krishna's flute playing, just to keep the musical entertainment complete. This scene of Krishna coming home and looking so beautiful and responding to all of creation in Braj is so absolutely nice that even the devatas leave their residences and they stand in line on the path to greet Krishna and to make music for him. Suddenly, as the cows move very swiftly towards Vrindavan village, Krishna plays a special raga and all the cows stop. They look back. Just a moment ago they were wanting to go to Vrindavan village, but now Krishna has stopped and he stands there and plays this raga. The cows, what is up? And then they understand, Krishna wants them to drink before they go into the village, just so that they are full of water, full of, you know, not dehydrated in anything. So they turn around and they go to these wonderful lakes which are just before Nandagram to drink their fill. Maybe tomorrow, when we go to Teerkadamba, we will see such a lake in Asheshavan. It looks very beautiful. Krishna then needs to count all the cows. After all, he is a cowherd boy, and he needs to bring everyone home. So he has a jeweled japa mala. It's actually a cow counting mala, you know. And he counts as he watches the cows going by, each of the millions of cows. Now there are some cows which are like immature devotees. Immature devotees always want special attention. And you know, like when we go in a bus, then they are not there because they want to be personally informed. Oh, Kostuba Das, where are you? We are going. And then Kostuba Das comes happily out of his room. Sorry, I didn't know. You know. And then, so these cows also want the Krishna should call them personally, and they purposefully hide. When Krishna counts the cows, very attentive, he does attentive cow japa, if you so want. Ah, he's just missing. Then he calls, hey Shavali, oh Shavali. Then Shavali goes, moo, and comes out of a bush where she was hiding. It comes running. Oh, I didn't know that we are going home. You know? Now, which shows that nature of wanting attention is very much familiar to all of us, even the council. Krishna Loka. So in Braj, all the townspeople except the gopis wait for Krishna on the entrance of the town. And I wanted to describe to you what it's like when Krishna comes home. Well, they first see, they only see a cloud of dust, because remember, Braj is opulent with dust. So that the cows come, it's a huge cloud of dust. They first see only the cloud of dust coming. Then, I've written this down, the earth trembles because so many cows walk. Then they hear in the distance the mooing of the cows. Then they begin to hear the flute playing of the cowherd boys. And they become very joyful as they hear this joyous music. Then they see the dancing boys coming. But Krishna and Balaram, like the main actors, they come after some time, after the pre-band has finished. You know, then all of a sudden, it's described in by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, like the rays of a brilliant sapphire. The Krishna's, you know, it spreads all of a sudden. So all of a sudden, from Krishna, I like the scene so much, spread this rays of his transcendent body, and the cow, the villagers of Vrindavan see Krishna and see this wonderful beauty of Krishna. Krishna comes closer, and they can't believe. You know, they're little toddlers who can just, pull themselves up the legs of the grown-up people to look at Krishna. He's so beautiful. And they go, boo, boo, kanai, kanai. you know, Krishna comes and I want to describe to you what it actually is like when the Brijbasis see Krishna coming closer and closer. It's like, it's indescribable. Therefore, we take the Shastra to hear this. But let us first sing a little bit so that we can a little bit meditate about what we have heard. Because the idea of the of Krishna Katha is that we hear it with the ears and then we hear it with the heart. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Brijbasis see Krishna coming closer. Shukadev Goswami says he walks like an elephant. Elephant walks very graceful and very strong, but very slowly. Krishna walks very slowly. He really walks different than anyone in this world. and it's very enchanting, because sometimes as he walks, he takes playfully his flute on his lips and begins to dance, while, you know, he dances, but he looks down at his feet because he wants to keep the rhythm of the melody with his feet. So, and he exudes just waves of sweetness. His eyes move around as if he's tired, but he's not tired. He just wants to see all his devotees and acknowledge each one separately. So in this way, the Lord of Love moves amongst his waiting devotees. And they all greet him by performing an arati, which is specific to them. Like Nanda and Yashoda greet Krishna at the town's gate. Yashoda has a little givik and a little light and moves it with tears of love in her eyes. It's described that these tears are the main ingredient of Yashoda's welcoming arati, because just like a pujari takes a conch shell with water and then pours a little, Yashoda's tears are meant to wipe away the misfortune, possible misfortune, from her son. The gopis are not at the town's gate because they don't want to show their feelings publicly and then be known as the lovers of Krishna par excellence. So they either hide or in bushes, and Krishna walks, and as he walks, all of the Brijbasis see his slow gait, but very quickly he greets the gopis in the side lanes in the forest. It comes back and it looks as if it's the one Krishna, and it's the one Krishna, but he can walk slowly and fastly without any problem. So the gopis are on the roofs of their houses and they throw flower petals on Krishna, like a shower of flower petals. And there's a song which describes how they have written little letters on the flower petals. Like here it says, bigger wicks on the petals of their flower petals. It says, when will we meet? And the flower petals come on Krishna, and he notices these little letters, and he, by his eyes, gives answers to each single gopi. I want to tell you a little bit about the nature of Vrindavan love. We are almost coming to the end of this katha. In Vraj, you must know, every devotee and every associate of Krishna thinks only of giving happiness to Krishna. The gopis never think of their own happiness when they want to meet Krishna, but they think of the happiness of their beloved Syama Sunda. For instance, there is a village out here which has a stone which creates a black mascara. The stone is somehow having this black color. And, you know, the gopis would sometimes meet Krishna and they would be so hurried that they didn't have time to finish putting the mascara on the right eye. It was already there on the left eye, but on the right eye it was missing. And Krishna saw them and saw, your decoration is only half finished. And then he lovingly would have a little straw, go to this black stone, you know, and they just decorate the missing eye. This is Krishna's love for the devotees. And the devotees would generally decorate themselves really only for Krishna's pleasure. They would consider Krishna's happy with these decorations. Therefore, we decorate ourselves for Krishna. They say, this is from Chaitanya Charitamrita, my happiness is in the service of Krishna. And Krishna's happiness is in union with me. For this reason, I give my body in charity to the lotus feet of Krishna, who accepts me as his loved one and calls me his most beloved. It is then that I consider myself his maidservant. Radharani expresses this to Lalita. She says, Sakhi Lalita, what is my happiness? My only happiness is in the service of Krishna. And Krishna's happiness is in being together with me. I know that when he embraces me, when he is with me, he receives great happiness. Krishna tells me, Sri Radhe, you are very dear to me. You are my Praneshwari. But although I hear this, in my mind, I only consider I'm the servant of Krishna. The servant of Krishna. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita. So the gopis decorate themselves for the pleasure of Krishna. I would request you all to decorate yourself with tilak for the pleasure of Krishna. This is the best decoration you can apply to yourself. Good tilak mark should be with you. It means, it sends a sign, my body is a temple for Krishna. This is the left wall of the temple, that's the right wall of the temple, and here's the foundation of the temple, the groundwork. This you should have always, and Krishna is very happy. Oh, my devotee has this sign on the body. My devotee wants to say he has given his body to me. His body, or my devotee says, my body, my Lord, is your temple. So I request you, especially in Vrindavan, to decorate yourself profusely. Matajis normally like to decorate themselves, but men can also decorate themselves with good tilak, first-class tilak. It's very appropriate in Vrindavan and elsewhere also. But for social reason, you can't dress in tilak. Maybe you go you're a wrestler by profession. You know, you laugh at me. There may be some reasons where a tilak is not so appropriate. So then you can do still with water, and you can pronounce the mantras. Lalate Keshavam Dhyayam. Good. So, this is the nature of love. You want to make the other, the beloved, happy. This is what the gopis think and what the Nanda Maharaj thinks. And what is in Krishna's heart? You know, love is a two-way street. How does Krishna think? My dear devotees, there is one very special quality in Krishna's heart. In the Lord's heart, there is no place for the devotee's fault. He just does not see your faults. He has no place in his heart for the mistakes. Maybe we have only place in our heart for the mistakes of others. This was not done. This is not on time, and so on. Krishna, even when Kaliya attacked him, he stayed for 48 minutes in the embrace, the deadly embrace of the coils of Kaliya. All the Brijbasi thought, my God, this snake is acting as the deadly enemy of Krishna, wants to crush him. But do you know what Krishna thought? Krishna thought, if someone likes another person a little bit, he will embrace him a little bit. But if Krishna likes a person, if someone likes a person a lot, he will embrace him a long time and not let him go. So Kaliya most probably likes me so much that already for 48 minutes he cannot let me go. This is how Krishna just doesn't see faults. He sees only whatever little good the devotee wants to offers him. And this is his nature. It's called in Sanskrit kritagya. He's grateful of even a little service rendered. Like you see this pujari now ringing his wonderful bell and offering flowers. Krishna will never ever forget this most fascinating Brahminical offering which is going on. And he will not see the fault of someone. I want to give an example. Imagine a father brings some sweets for his children. He has two children. The one child immediately eats the sweet and says, thank you. But the second child is different. He says, Father, you have given me this sweet, but I can only eat after I have seen you eating. Please, you take this sweet. Krishna loves both of the children. Those who don't offer and those who offer. But the one who offers has a special, special, special place in Krishna's heart. So Krishna likes all his living entities, even those who never offer him something back. But those who offer him something, Krishna likes special. So it's these qualities of Krishna's love to the living entity which makes the living entity obliged to him. That this when the devotee hears Krishna doesn't have a place for my faults in his heart, the devotee thinks, I'm lovingly obliged now to Krishna. There is a story with which I wish to end. It is in South India. There was a Grihastha devotee. He had a deity of Lord Vishnu in his home, whom he greatly loved. Now, one day, as this devotee, who had this deity at the house, came to the market, he saw that there was a mali, a florist, who had a very beautiful lotus flower. And the devotee was a poor devotee, said, I would like to purchase this. So just at this moment, a materialistic rich man came who was with his very nicely dressed lover, saw the lotus flower and said, I want this lotus flower. The devotee said, The florist said, "Well, how much can you give?" And the devotee said, I can give 3 rupees and 50 cents. The materialist said, "I give 8 rupees. The devotee said, "But this flower, I wanted to give it to my Lord at the house and I'm poor. Oh, I give 16 rupees. The materialist was finding pleasure. "I give 1,600 rupees. The devotee started to cry, "But I have given this in my mind already to my Lord. How can I not give this? Okay, I will beg, borrow. I give 2,000 rupees. The materialist said, "I give 4,000 rupees. You know, it went back and forth. And finally the devotee said, "Okay." He took a piece of paper and he said, "I give my house to the florist." And gave the piece of paper to the florist. The materialist thought, "My God, so much love? I don't have so much love for my so-called beloved." And he let go. So the devotee brought the lotus flower and he put it into the hand of the Lord. And when the Lord saw this loving offering, the head of the deity just bowed down and looked at the lotus flower. And tears fell from his eyes. In the night, the Lord appeared to the florist lady and said, "This lotus flower was for me. My devotee had nothing, but he wanted to give it to me. You don't take the house away from my devotee. Anyways, I'm staying in this house." So the florist, "And you just asked for the appropriate amount." So the florist, after having this dream, went back with this piece of paper and said, "Here, you can have your paper. I don't want your house and I don't want money from you. Keep the lotus flower and give me a chance to give you every day a lotus flower for your Lord. Your Lord is very, very good Lord. He comes to me. My dear devotees, this is the nature of Vrindavan love. From the side of the devotee, he wants to offer something to Krishna. He wants to show Krishna, even with a simple decoration as tilak, that I am yours, my Lord, and you are mine. And the Lord, from his side, never ever has place for the mistakes of his devotees. He just doesn't see them. There is no space in his heart for this fault. He takes whatever little the devotee does. And in this way, by this endearing quality of Krishna, the perfect reciprocant of love, the devotee ever and forever feels obliged towards him. Krishna wins us over, not in Vrindavan, not by saying, "Do this, otherwise you go to hell." No, Krishna in Vrindavan is the God of love, and he wins the devotees by being just so obliging, so sweet, so giving, so forgiving also, that the devotee feels, "Well, such a Lord I like to serve." Or for such a Radha, who's Chameshwari, she who is the best amongst those who forgive, I want to be. So No wonder that the Brijbasis love Krishna so much. And when he finally returns in the evening, this is the greatest festival for the Brijbasis. They greet him with an arati. Krishna embraces them, laughs. The coward boys tell what has happened during the day. And Krishna is given a bath and he eats. And in the evening, they all come to the assembly hall of Nanda Maharaj, where Krishna Balaram sit for last darshan. In the arena, there are jokers, acrobats, entertainers for the village entertainment. But the Brijbasis sit on their places and just look at Krishna Balaram, who sit next to Nanda Maharaj. And they end the day with a full Krishna darshan. This is the idea of Vrindavan love. I wish all of us that we can feel Krishna coming home to us in our heart. Let us end with a beautiful shloka. The lake of Braj, which had dried up in the scorching sun of separation from Syam, had again filled up with bliss from the ecstatic downpour of the Krishna cloud. The lotus faces of the Vrajavasis blossomed with joy one more time. This is so nice, huh? The heart, our heart is like a lake, and in the separation from Krishna dries up, and as a result, our faces shrinkle and we look very frustrated, like the faces from Europe. Yes, or America. When there's a downpour of Krishna consciousness, the lake of the heart again fills, the faces of the devotees blossom with joy once more. So this is a little bit Krishna's homecoming. So much more to say. It is my personal favorite time, and I request you for just 3 more minutes that we chant.
Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai. Jaya Radha Shyam Sundara, Radha Shyam Sundara, Radhe. Radha Shyam Sundara, Radha Shyam Sundara, Siddhartha.
Hari Hari Bo. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. I very, very much like in this, you know, how Krishna personally responds to the devotees. It's just so much like this. And this point that he sees only the little good which the devotee has, you know, this, and I think we feel this in this Auli Dham in Vashana, that we are just somehow here and we are accepted. Yes, we make our little struggles to keep alert and keep connected. I know for some of us the Japa retreat is also bringing out things in us which we knew we were. They were there, but we were not quite aware of them. I mean, we didn't see them so strongly. We had just thought, yes, they might be there. And this is called purification, Prabhus. It's good. It's very good. It's desired. Mm-hmm. I really want to take up the advice of Burijam Prabhu. It's good that you take warm cloth with you. Also, you might like to do a little rest under a tree. It's very romantic. or beautiful. You're very joyful today. So take enough cloth. Also, some sun protection is good. You never know. Or maybe there is a lot of exposure to sun. We will live a Goswami life for one day. Live under a tree and we will eat there and do everything. So it's you will like it very much. It's really nice there.